Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 121. Out of ideas, you can be an idea machine. Writers have to churn out content of all kinds, from blog articles and guest posts to magazine pitches and book proposals. You never want the well to run dry. Yet you may have faced days when you opened your laptop and stared at the screen without a single idea. It's kind of scary. You think, that's it. My career is over. I've used up the creativity I was allotted in life. Now I need to go flip burgers at Mickey D's. No. Let me assure you that is not how it works. The well never needs to run dry. Thankfully, whether you need ideas for blogging, essays, creative nonfiction, poems, short stories, or novels, ideas abound. You can find things to write about all around you, just waiting to be explored, developed, and written into existence. With a little experimentation, you're sure to find at least a few things to write about next time you open that laptop. One of my favorite methods for churning out ideas is what I call evening reflection. I first heard about this a few years ago via Mike Pesca of The Gist, where he interviewed professional storyteller Matthew Dix. The podcast was titled Where to Find the Best Stories. In it, Dix shares a daily exercise useful for training attentiveness and generating ideas. At bedtime, he says, think of the one story from the day that has the greatest meaning, something that made that particular day different from all the rest. Just take 1 to 5 minutes to write that story down. This refines our lens, he says. He writes the stories in a spreadsheet to force him to keep it short. He stretches the column about 3/4 of the way across the screen and then limits himself to that much space. Now be warned, the people who fail at this exercise and give up tend to write too much. It's so tempting to write the whole thing out as a story, but in terms of idea generation, your goal is to simply capture the essence in a few phrases so it can serve as a prompt later. Do this daily, just 5 minutes or less, and you'll have material to last a lifetime. I've begun this practice, and it trains me to be attentive as I faithfully reflect on and record the most meaningful event of that day. Not only do I have ideas to write about, but I do end up with a succinct record of my days. Another method is to gather ideas throughout the day. Let's say you're trying to come up with article ideas for your website or to pitch to magazines. Write a list of how-to posts and make some of them ridiculous enough to stimulate your imagination. Write them as headlines that reflect activities in your day. You'd write the headline similar to how you came up with the 50 headlines that I've talked about in the past, but you're letting the day itself and the things you do and the people you meet get you making connections and dreaming up possibilities. Let's try a few. So the first thing you do in a day is you wake up. As you smack the alarm, you realize you could at that moment start thinking up some relevant titles, like 6 tasks to tackle first thing in the morning, or how early risers will save the planet, or make your bed and remake your life. Others may have written about this, but you know, you could offer your own personal angle or interview a friend for content. So you're brushing your teeth and you look down at the bristles, and so you add to your list what your toothbrush wear pattern says about your personality. Then it's time to get dressed. So you look in your drawers and you see how neatly you've folded your sweaters, and you remember you started folding them this way after reading Marie Kondo's book about tidying up. So you go big after all. Maybe you can interview 3 people who fit these results. And you write, how the KonMari method saved my marriage, got my kids into Harvard, and propelled my book to the top of the New York Times bestseller list. Then you go down and you fix breakfast, and you're someone who writes about creativity, let's say. So you think up best breakfasts for active artists, and so on. So as the day continues, the ideas can just flow in response to anything you're doing or seeing, given the kind of writing that you want to do, the publications you want to write for, and your audience, or the publication's readers. So those are just a couple of ideas to get you started. Each of these titles or ideas will serve as a prompt to get you writing your next piece. Don't lose them. They're gold. Write down the ideas in a notebook that you carry with you everywhere, or write them on note cards that you always tote around in your back pocket with a pen. Those go into a filing system to pull from later, or capture them in a simple note-taking app like Google Keep. These ideas hold energy because they came from your own life and your own mind. You thought them up, so a few stories must have come to mind or an article that you read. Store them all somewhere, safe and sound. Then keep on living, because every day holds more ideas, and you'll be churning them out day after day like an idea machine. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in your inbox, here on this podcast, or even in person, always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.